What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
So apparently I've been walking around with strep for about a month and a half.
Wow.
I didn't know that it was dangerous to do that.
I didn't know you could do that. I thought it would be debilitating.
Well, it can be. It has been.
Okay.
Did I not cry on the plane back from LA?
Yeah,
she looked over to me and I was like, I'm in so much pain.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why wouldn't you get checked when if it hurts for that long?
Would you like to see my calendar, Mark?
Okay, you went to the doctor once, though.
That's what confuses me. So yeah. It's like a mystery. It's a mystery like a deep blue sea. Anyways, you can take it, you
squirrel.
Can leave it, but I still believe. Joni Messina, so good. So it's like all champagne problems. But at the same time, I had no idea that it's... The moral of the story is don't wait for your health. Get checked.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So about like a month and a half ago, I was complaining to her. I'm like, my lymph nodes hurt. So I was just chalking it up to drainage, allergies, whatever, fighting off something, right?
Allergies is always the great excuse to not go get checked out. Oh, it's just allergies. I'm fine.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Totally. Absolutely. And I'm like, it's like the allergy season, you know, it's fall break. Like this is what it is. So, went through that and then it kept getting worse. And, but I just kept popping Advil. Like I got up to like 800 milligrams every 4 hours of Advil. So like I probably have an ulcer now.
Might want to watch that.
But I was like, I've been like, you know, a lot going on. But then one of the nights I couldn't sleep. I was like, it was in my ear. So I was laying down and I'm like, I got to get this checked. So I go to this walk-in clinic and I was telling her how long my lymph nodes has been hurting. And she's like, oh, that's very scary. She's like, you need to go get an ultrasound. And I was like,
Oh, jeez.
I was like, why? She's like, well, you could have cancer.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm about to board a plane to Ireland, and this is the information that you're giving me right now? Like, can we start with, like, strep or, like, some kind of...
Did you have other symptoms beyond intense sore throat?
So it's not... Okay, so, like, I've had a sore throat before. It wasn't a sore throat. Like, it was, like, just my glands, but when I would swallow, I'd feel it, like, in my lymph nodes, right?
Okay, yeah.
So... But that was it. I mean, again, and be like, you have a fever? I'm like, oh, I don't know. I've been taking so much Advil that I couldn't tell you if I...
I might, maybe. Who knows?
Probably.
But like, as your body's aching.
Yeah, I was like, probably. So, you know, and I'm like, and I've been tired and stuff. And so cut to... So she's like, you know, you should actually go to your doctor. I'm like, well, I have to board a plane to Ireland. So I end up... I'm like, I was like, I'll see it. And how many times was I delaying the doctor when I was even with you after Ireland?
I was like, you have to call the doctor.
And I was like, oh, I'm sure it's fine. Like, I'm sure it's fine. So anyways, go to Ireland, blah, blah, blah. Then go to Wilmington. And then have a few days here. Go to LA. But when I was in LA, I was just like, I mean, it was so bad where I again, at the plane, I just started crying. But I didn't know if it was like, I guess I'm in a lot of pain, and like the Advil was then not doing anything anymore. But also, like, I think my body was just like, you're at the end of your travel now, and now you're just going to completely shut down. So I land, and I'm like, I have to somehow get Jace in time to pick him up. And then I have to get Jolie in time for bus stop. And I'm like, I have to go to a walk-in clinic because I don't know what's going on. I'm dying. I don't know like what's going on with me. I'm in a lot of pain. So I emailed the doctor. I was like, can you just write me a pain prescription medicine for something? And she's like, no, like we can't do that.
No, sorry.
So I was like, that works.
Why?
Like, and this is how.
Why not? She goes, because you can't just mask pain with something. And I was like, yes, you can. It's called alcohol.
You don't do that.
I don't. Which is why I didn't drink for a month after
my
divorce.
You don't drink when you have.
Exactly. I don't drink because I don't want to mask anything. So I was like, oh, please, like, just give me a perk. And I'm like, okay, maybe I've got some, like, a perk. I said, give me some, like, Oxy or something, like, that. I'm like, I think I got some leftover from my boobs. But I was like, no, fine, I'll get checked out. And she's like, well, see if you have, she's like, you might have mono. She's like, you might have some strep. I'm like, I don't have strep. Like, I haven't had strep since fifth grade. Like, or I don't even, like, this is, like, not strep. I know, because I know. And so anyway, so I'm thinking of all these things. I'm like, how am I going to go from here to there? So I text Pamela and I'm like, hey, can you pick up Jolie when you pick up Harlow? She's like, absolutely. I got you. Cool. Well, there was an hour wait at the walk-in clinic and she's like on my ass about doing like these fucking proofs.
It's their fault.
Yeah. So I'm like, Catherine, it's an hour wait. And so, and mind you, I didn't pack any snacks for Jace while I was there. So it's now past his dinner time and I've got a screaming kid. We're at the walk-in clinic. I'm in so much pain. I'm like, just give me drugs. Like, just give me something. I'm in pain. So they like take my blood. They do a strep test, everything else.
Those are not fun.
The strep test?
Yeah.
They're not.
If it's not a dick, I don't want something that far back in my throat. Okay.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. Wow. There we go.
Come on. That was good. That was good. That was a softball. It was a softball and it does it out of the
loved it
park.
Up when you whacked it out of the park.
Literally. So anyways, I was like, cool. This is happening. Cut to, I have strep, right? And she's like, yep, you have strep. Blah, blah, blah. And then it comes to find out that my blood work. So apparently I also had mono. So I've been walking around with mono and then I got strep. So
you may not have been walking around with strep this whole time untreated.
No, I think the strep maybe probably just came. I don't know.
That's probably good.
She checked my throat the last time and she's like, your throat looks fine.
Well, it can look fine and still have strep, unfortunately. But my guess is you've had mono for a month and then... Since your immune system was like down here and you were traveling, then you got strep.
Yeah.
But and also, you know, the glory times of strep in your life are when you're a kid and when you have kids. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they gave you the strep, but when you have kids, you're going to get strep.
That's what I said.
It's going to happen.
That's what I said. I said, I bet your kids probably need to check your kids.
No, yeah. I mean, maybe. I mean, they're still coughing and snotting. I'm not really sure. But the moral of it was when I got back, I mean, I literally... Poor Pamela, when I went to go pick up Jolie, Jace was screaming in the backseat of the car. I am bawling because I think my body was just physically just shutting down from all the travel, all the different, like, I was like, she's like, how can I help you? I was like, I don't need your help. Like, I'm fine. I've got it. And she's like, she was just like watching her have me drive away. She was like, I want to help you. I was like, I don't need it.
You know what I just realized?
Yeah.
That your text to me that said it's an hour wait was not just like letting me know that it was going to be an hour wait. It was like your way of being like, I need help, but afraid to say it.
Oh, yeah. I have the hardest time of asking for help. And I talked to my therapist today about it because I ended up asking for help. But it's weird that I couldn't ask my friends for help. Because I'm just, I don't know what it is. Like, I'm just like, I don't want to inconvenience
anybody. Well, I think because when you're a mom and you have other moms, it's hard because, you know, they have other stuff too, or they have whatever, but you just got to ask.
I know.
But moms put so much pressure on themselves to always be ready for everything, to be the perfect super mom 24/7, 365. And if there's ever a gap in that, they feel like they're not the perfect mom. And that's too much. It can't go on every day.
Mm-hmm. I know. And then I felt really bad because when I came in the house, Jolie's like, are you okay? And then I just, again, like body just like shut down. And I was like, mommy doesn't feel good. And then she just gave me the sweetest hug that I'll just like never forget how like sweet, like, and how much empathy she had. And then I remember, and then I went in the tub and then I bawled for like another hour and then I was good. I'm like, I think it was just a lot the last like month.
You like called me this morning. You're like, all right, ready to go. I was like, oh, I thought we were still going to be, but like,
nope, yeah. I'm on amoxicillin. I'm going to keep on going. I told my therapist today, I was like, she agreed with me. She's like, you fight hard and you break hard. And I was like, yep.
Ireland looked spectacular.
Oh my God. It was a dream. Yeah. We talked like about it last week and it was just like such a dream. Like, it was amazing.
Can I also just preface for everybody listening? She had lots of COVID tests during this time, so she wasn't walking around with COVID.
No. I was wondering about that too, because nowadays,
I don't want people thinking. I know.
It's really dry in LA, so almost every day you wake up with a sore throat because you're stuck with your mouth open. You're like, oh my God, COVID. It's every tiny little symptom, you're so afraid of it. Yeah. So yeah.
But you had two or three COVID tests in that time?
I've had a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've had a bunch.
Just want to make sure you don't get hit up with that.
Yeah. Well, you know, so last week, Catherine really got handed the kind of the end of the stick.
I'm so glad Mark was not here last week, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It was all about sex.
Oh.
I mean, well, I love you, but it would have been made it even more uncomfortable.
I heard it. So, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He edits the podcast.
I know, but at least he wasn't looking at me. Like, if you're like sitting there looking at me, I don't think I could have done it.
That's true. Well, you know? I would have turned my camera off, okay, but I did think nice. I'm sorry I missed that one.
Are you?
Because it was fun.
It was a blast.
And also just hearing Catherine's discomfort was hilarious.
Right? I was dying on the plane. I was listening to it because our therapist listened to it too. We both actually saw our therapist today as well. And I was like, Amy, how good was that episode? Like, Catherine was so uncomfortable.
I'm still uncomfortable. I tried listening to it on the plane. I got about halfway through and I was like, I can't do it. I can't listen anymore. I can't do it.
It's too good. Well, so I figured it would be only fair if the favor was returned to me. And we have a guest who is in the waiting room, who has been married how many times?
I think she's going on her fifth.
Going on her fifth marriage. She's on TLC's Addicted to Marriage. So I am just excited to talk to her because I have no... You just wait. I've just never, I mean, I don't know what that's like to have a bunch of marriages. No, you know, I have no idea. So let's take a break and then bring her on.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job, not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Hi. I have to start off by, honestly, can I just say, like, this is everything to me right now. I've read your book. I listen to your podcast. I feel super, super blessed to be talking to you right now. You've been honestly played a role in getting through some serious issues I've had with feeling like I have nobody to talk to. Mm. None of my girlfriends have been through what I've been through. Nobody can relate to me. They're there for me. They support me. I have somebody to talk to, but the relatability factor has really been missing for me. So this is a big deal.
Wow. Well, thank you.
I feel like I'm talking to someone who, you know what I mean? Who has walked down a similar path as me. And I know, you were talking to Claire the other day, 'cause like I said, I listened to this podcast and I just thought that was such a beautiful thing that you have someone that can truly relate to you. And it sounds like you guys just connected on so many levels and can relate to each other on so many levels. And so I'm excited that if something good from this show comes for me putting myself out there and being vulnerable and being judged, like you just said, getting to just talk to you and talk to another female badass woman who's successful, has her head on straight, is smart, is an amazing mother, but I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. I do make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And these are, you know, this is where Amy isn't the best. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't make the best decisions for myself when it comes to relationships, and so many times. And so it's nice to talk to somebody who can relate to me and I can relate to. So thank you.
Well, I so appreciate you saying all that, and thank you. And thank you for coming on too. And yeah, I hear you. I mean, it's hard. And I say it with, whenever I do talk about it, I mask my own shame around it with like laughing, you know, like even in the beginning, like, oh, we get to pay the favor back, like to me today, like make, you know, because ha ha ha, I've been married And it's like, I think there's like a lot of, like, I'm not, and I was just telling someone, because, you know, like, I'm back in the dating world now, and it's like, oh, now I have to re-explain to someone, like, why I've made these really poor decisions and what I've learned from it. And, like, also, like, here we go. Is he going to judge me now because of the past decisions I've made or the trauma or, like, any of those things?
Yep.
And it's like, but when I do get judged, that's when the shame comes in. So now I'm trying to be like, you know what? Mm-hmm. If he does judge me, then I want to get to a place where I'm like, and that, but instead of even getting to that place, I go, but you know what? I wouldn't take any of them back. I've learned so much about myself, and I'm really freaking proud of myself because I'm here. And instead of staying in things that were either abusive or toxic or just really bad relationships, mm-hmm. I've grown in each one. And again, would we have wanted to not be in any of those relationships? Yeah. But we can at least talk about and hopefully help and guide other people that have been in those situations.
Yeah. No, there's two sides to it. Like you're saying, like, one is I've carried around the shame with me for many, many years because my first marriage was at 18, right out of high school.
19.
My second one was by the time I was 21. Mm-hmm. So two of my four marriages were before I should have ever even been thinking about it.
Sure.
You know, and like, this is not just a 25-minute conversation, you know, our past and what we've been through and why we've made the decisions we've made. And, you know, but I did, I got married two times right before I was 21. And then I waited another, it's like 8 years till the next one, but it's like, I feel it's confusing because at times I feel super shameful and embarrassed, you know, because I feel like some people are going to say, if they don't know me well enough, then they're going to judge me based off of that and say and assume that defines who I must be as a whole.
Yep.
And it's just not, it's not. Just because I've made mistakes in relationships doesn't mean I suck at every other aspect of my life, you know, because I don't. I love super hard. I'm like, and when I read your book, I'm telling you, I had this huge epiphany that changed me, Jana. Like you said, I've never heard the term before, but addicted to love. Like that, before you said that, I was always trying to figure out what is wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Like, I am an amazing partner. I sacrifice and compromise and nurture and love so hard in my relationships, but none of them seem to work out ever, you know? But when you said, you know, you're the addicted to love, I was like, that's what I am. I love being in love. And that's not even just with a man. That's like my kids. I have three girls. Like, I love my girls hard. You know, I love my girlfriends hard, you know, just in different capacities. And I think one thing I've really learned, like, out of the most recent divorce was,
how long was that marriage for?
That one was short. My second two were only 8 months and about 10 months.
Okay.
You know, I mean, and again, I went into all four of these marriages never wanting to get divorced. Like, it wasn't like, hey, I love having a wedding, or this is fun, or I want to be a princess, or any of that crap. It was like, I really thought I was in love, you know, and like you said, I want to really embrace being proud of being the kind of woman that someone can fall for quickly. I've never pressured anyone to ask me. I've never, you know what I mean? I've never forced anything. Sure. It's always been super natural, and we both just kind of fall into it super fast, you know? And so I think one thing I've learned recently is two things. I can love a man in different capacities, right? So I can have different levels of love for a man. I used to think that when I would meet a man and we connected, that means, you know, we're exclusive, we're together. And I just dive in, and I'm a serial monogamist is kind of what I like to say too. I found that out about myself. I am a serial monogamist. Like, I don't want to date around. I don't want to sleep around. You know, I met you, we connect, I'm going for this. Like, let's see where this goes. And it would typically always end up in a committed relationship and then marriage. And I just have learned that it's okay for me to meet a man, and maybe he's just going to be love at a different level or a different capacity. And it doesn't have to be that just because I like him or he's funny or we're having a good time together or whatever, that means we have to get married. you know, let's give it some time and see what level,
right,
what level and what capacity he really should be at. Like, does he really deserve the kind of love that,
that you give.
Amy gives?
Yeah.
Which is not very common. And I'm super proud to say that it's mm-hmm. not common, the mm-hmm. kind of love that I give. And so I'm really proud of that. And I'm really trying to learn to embrace the fact that's why I've been married 4 times. I love super hard. I love to commit, you know, and I love to say yes when I feel like it feels right.
Mm-hmm. You Have know? You noticed a common thread in any of your past marriages, like with the men?
Yes. One is I feel like that I attract men who
are unavailable.
Need me as much as they want me. I think like, I feel like they're all, and not saying that I don't, that there's nothing wrong with me and I'm perfect, but you know what I mean? There's a kind of fixing that they all needed mm-hmm. or were looking for. So they were looking for a certain kind of love. I was looking for a certain kind of love and it was different. I don't need, I'm a super happy person. I'm a healthy person. I'm big into a healthy lifestyle. You know, I work at a gym. So I live a very healthy lifestyle. I'm not, I want to say I don't have an addictive personality, but I did find out through you that I am addicted to love for sure. And it just felt good. And again, it just felt good to be able to kind of, sort of put a label on it, I guess.
Sure.
You know, because not knowing was the worst, mm-hmm. like thinking something's wrong with me, you know? And it's like, yeah, addicted to love. I mean, if I was going to be addicted to anything, I would want it to be that, to be honest. You know, out of all the other things in life it could be, I'm grateful that's a problem I have, if right. you want to
as
call
long
it
as it's serving yeah. you in a healthy, you know, in a healthy manner, because mm-hmm. there's the part of it where it's the unhealthy addiction to love, or you're like, for me it's like I want it so bad that I've chosen mm-hmm. wrong because of my own childhood traumas and my own mm-hmm. needs for having that platonic family and for having, you know, now obviously that's gone, but you know, I think there's something to be said about like the unhealthiness of like of it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think I agree with you. Like, I think we have this in common as well. My biological dad left when I was 2. Mm. You know, so I'm sure I have daddy issues, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say it affects me in my daily life, but what's funny about that with me though, that I think is a little different is that, each of these 4 marriages, I did end them. I was the one who wanted to end the marriage eventually, but I think that I, even though a couple of them were short, there's two that I, oh, and my engagement, because I've been married 4 times plus an engagement that I broke off. Mm-hmm. There were 3 relationships that I fought so fucking hard. Almost, I mean, I woke up one morning after a couple of years of, you know, going through some emotional abuse and things like that and sticking through it, is I think I'm actually scared to abandon somebody like I was, mm-hmm. you know? I remember, like, I can replay times in my head when I was a little girl, like my parents getting divorced when I was 2. My dad's supposed to come pick me up. Mm. You know what I mean? I have my little backpack packed, and you play it like this little scene out of a movie, and he never shows up. Mm. You know what I mean? And so you feel that I'm 45 years old, and I still remember that moment when I was probably about 3 years old, that he just stopped, you know, wanting to be in my life and just never showed up, literally. And so I felt like, I don't want to do that to somebody. You know what I mean? I don't want to abandon somebody who has made a lot of mistakes, but they say they want to change, mm-hmm. but then guess what? The changes never happen. Mm-hmm. You know, the change never happens. I hear, you know, empty promises and, you know, and lies that they won't do this to me again. They won't treat me like that again. They won't do that again. I want to change. I want to be a better man. And so how do you turn your back on someone who says that they want to be better, mm-hmm. you know, that they want to change, you know? I'm not that kind of a person. So I never gave up on somebody until I literally physically almost cannot function anymore. Mm-hmm. That's how hard I really try to make it work. And it just never did for me.
Yeah, no, I mean, I hear all of that. Where are you at now? Like, are you dating anyone right now?
Gino okay. is, the guy that's, and, you know, and it'll be nice, when all the episodes have aired mm-hmm. and I can, you know, cause, the show is great. It's been an amazing, I wanted it to be an opportunity for me to one, be vulnerable like you've been, right? Because it's been something that I've been so ashamed of for so long, mm-hmm. you know? And so I really thought this came in front of me a few times and I was like, no, I don't think that's going to be good for me to do that emotionally. And then I thought, you know what, Amy, like the one, you still don't 100% know what your calling is. You're a mom, you know, you've been a wife, but what is your calling? And I really want to use this platform and this opportunity to do what you've done for me, mm-hmm. right? Which is put yourself out there, make yourself vulnerable. And when I felt so alone and like I had nobody to relate to, I was like, there's got to be other women out there that have been through what I've been through that feel alone like I feel alone. Because even though I would listen to you and read your book, I don't know you. You know what I mean? It wasn't like I had a girlfriend sitting next to me that understood what I was going through. So I just thought at least if I can just put myself out there, mm-hmm. let other women know, look, there's a handful of us out there that have had a crazy life, mm-hmm. a crazy life. I've lived a lot more than most women have in relationships and been through a lot, you know, and I don't want it to be in vain mm-hmm. or wasted time or, you know, cause yeah, I mean, in this little conversation, just the Cliff Notes version is it's been a lot.
Yeah.
Super heavy.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
I mean, I'd love to connect too off the podcast because I remember please. Having this conversation, and it's always, again, now that I'm single and dating in the dating world, and I remember, this is like the worst thing to say, but like, I remember one of the reasons why I didn't want to get divorced is because I was like, who would honestly want me after now three, even though like in my mind, I have been married once. Like I always say, like, you can't count the when I was 19, stupid, went to see Elvis, knew the guy for 2 weeks. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's stupid. Yeah. And then the other guy I married for a week walked down the aisle and was like, well, this is not right. And I need to end this now. Yep. Like those weren't marriages. Like, but in the guy that I was like telling the story, he's like, well, on paper, like it was. And I'm like, yeah, but like, yes, fine. You want to do like on paper? Yes. On paper, technically, yes. But like, how can you call those marriages?
Yeah. I feel you can't.
Like, and I'm like, my last 1,000%. I was married and we fought for 7 years, and like it ended, and I didn't want it to end. But you know, one of the reasons why that I didn't want to end it was because my ex and anyone else who I read in comments, it's like, oh my God, her third failed marriage. And it's like, and I shamefully take that on as my own. And I'm like, well, you're right. Like who would want me? Just like my ex would say, and my, you know, whoever else that I would, that I've dated before, that's like, your past, like, you know, you're, are you crazy? And I'm like, no, I haven't. I just made mistakes and I loved, and I, you know, I know, I'm like, I'm sick of making apologies for it. I'm sick of explaining it. I'm like, I'm tired. Love me now for who I am now, not for my past. Like I'm sick of like, and I don't want to be like, yeah, technically you're right. But I'm like, no, I like in, and in my brain, like fine, we want to be legal about it. Fine. But like, technically it's been one, like for me, I have had one marriage. That is a marriage, something that I have like worked for and tried. And even if it wasn't, so be it. Who cares? Like I've learned, I've grown. I'm a different person than I was when I was 19 and when I was 27. Like it's just, but it had to have them like, fuck, I'm going to have this conversation again where it's like, this is who I was, and I made a, you know, I've made mistakes, and like, this is what I've learned, you know, and I'm like, and I wait to see if I'm going to be judged.
So I know the last thing either one of us wants to do is go through what we've been through again.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So one way to look at that, and one way I would look at it in the future personally too, is that this is such a good way to dodge another bullet, Jana, like to tell someone. Like, don't you want to, you want to meet someone that loves as hard as you do, right? I just keep imagining being loved the way that I love. Keep imagining being loved the way that you love, and think about that. Like I will sit in bed, or if I'm taking a shower or whatever, and I'm like dreaming about imagining being loved the way I love, because I know I'm damn good at it. Mm-hmm. I love super hard, and I'm so good to the person that I'm with. And so if you tell someone that and they judge you or look down on you or frown on you, good. Bye. See you later. Mm-hmm. Let the door hit you on the way out. you know, you dodged a bullet. You know, you want someone who's been through some shit.
I hear you, but the person that's like, and I don't know if you've done this too, but I, like for me, like a big part of my stuff is like, I want to be chosen. So and then when someone doesn't, and I'm like, but let me show you why I'm so lovable and why I'm so good and how, like how much I can give. And then I get in, but it's like, that's the work that I've done, you know, with the dating recently to be like, okay, yep, yeah, you're right. My friends are always like, stop. Like you, like, don't you see like how much you're giving versus, and it's like, okay, yeah. Cause it's like, we give a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, mostly
you got to see those as red flags instead of like, but let me prove it to you.
I know.
You know?
Yeah. Ooh, red flags. Yeah.
So is Gino, do we think he's the one?
You're going to have to, you'll have to wait and see. That's what I know. I'm like this, you don't understand. When I was when I heard that I was coming on your podcast, I was like, this is going to be so hard because I can't like, I can't say everything I want to say.
So wait, you waited to tell Gino about your past marriages, correct? Is that how I understood it?
Okay. And exactly why, what Jana's saying, like, I just relate to her so much.
Sure.
And I should know better. We should know better. Like, I should be cool with just going, yeah, I mean, guess what? I've been married 4 times. Sorry, I'm not sorry, but it is who I am. I love super fucking hard. And, you know, when someone asks me, I say yes. And I go with it. I go with what my heart's telling me to do. I mean, love is not up here. It's here for me, you know? And so I think with my heart and I act with my heart and I lead with my heart. And, but I wish I could have just said in the beginning, hey, you know, this is kind of going somewhere. So I feel like I should be honest with you. Cause I'm also not a liar. I'm not like a dishonest, deceitful person. I'm a super like very open person. I'm real and I don't mind having flaws, but for some reason that has always been such a hard thing for me to just come out and say to anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, the only people that have really known up until me doing this show has been people who are close to me and who have been my friend for those, you know, because now what, my first marriage was 18. And then my last one, I was 38. but who have known me through those years know that I've been married that many times. I don't share it with people. It's not something that I was like, you
you're
know,
lucky you don't have a Wikipedia.
I know, I was about to say.
You're lucky you don't have a Wikipedia page because I'm always like, don't Google me.
Are you ever tempted when dating to just like not say anything? But I mean, you don't have a choice.
I don't have a choice. That's the thing. Like, I wish I couldn't. Like this last guy that I went out with, I'm like, you know, like, hey, can we just get to know each other? Like not online.
Like, can you just not Google me for a little while?
Because I'm like, I don't want that to be the first thing that he's like, oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, that's not me. That's just exactly a part of
and
my
so
past.
I know that in this first episode, I'm going to get a lot of backlash for not saying anything. And I did see the trailer where Gino actually says, you know, that was such a blow to him. You know.
But doesn't he know the show's called Addicted to Marriage? Like, so like.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, dude.
Yes. Good point.
Like, what are you.
Yeah. So. You know, again, we got to talk, girls. We got to talk.
No, I'm like for real, like gonna text. Like we're getting numbers and we're texting.
I'm so understand this.
Because my girlfriends I feel like we get each other because they're always like, especially right now, like being single. They're like, date, have fun, have sex, with different people. I'm like, I can't do that. Like I'm like, when I find my person, I'm in. You know, and I've dated. But like, I'm like, I'm done. And then like,
time to love this one.
I don't love. I haven't loved. And I haven't.
No. I know. But y'all love to love. So it's like you just want to dive in so quick, which is fine. And
but I haven't.
No, you haven't.
I just haven't. I haven't just juggled. Like that's the thing. I'm like, I like
wants to date a million guys.
No, that's hard too, especially when sex is important to you.
Thank you.
Like when having that sexual chemistry with someone. Like I'm a super sexual person. Like
I'm
the same person.
So. Oh, honey, like, and I'm sure because you're hot, Jana.
What's your sign?
So it's like Libra.
Okay, I'm Sagittarius.
Are you? Okay, yeah. Libra. Fine. So I would end up kind of sleeping with someone probably sooner than I should, you know, and I'm sorry, but.
Same.
We have our talents, right?
We have our talents.
Like I said, there's things I'm good at, there's things I'm not good at. So I feel like, yeah, like dating's tough because you almost want to know right away before you waste so much time connecting with someone, like, hey, is you know, the sexual connection going to be there?
My hairstylist the other day goes, girl, you got to check under the hood before you purchase the car. And I was like, amen, Tyler.
I know. I'm bad. And I'm telling you, like, and I'm in my 40s. I'm older than you. And I still, like, I've tried so many times to say, like, no, you got to, like, switch the order of importance on a few things. And I don't know. I can't.
You said that to me.
I'm pretty sure I've told you that.
My friend Kristen Brust, because I was talking to someone, she goes, ooh, it's opposite day. I'm here for this. Opposite Jana. And I was like, okay.
That's why it's a day.
I'm trying.
A day. That's so true. Yeah.
Any longer than that?
Oh,
you're like,
gosh.
Me? No.
Girl. Okay, well, I'm going to get your number. What are you going to do with the comments? That's my kind of last question, and I'm asking.
Like on social media and things like that?
Because, I mean, I let it affect me all the time. I mean, like, when I go on those pages, I'm like, hey, man, like.
You know what? Listen, I think that one thing that you and I have to accept is that when we love super hard and super deep, we're very, very sensitive beings as well. Yeah. You know, and you and I haven't in the past found our match when it comes to, you know, loving the way we love, but we're super sensitive. And so when we read that stuff, it matters.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's two things that we need to remember. One is these people don't know us. Mm-hmm. They don't know us. Just like this show is going to be 6 episodes. People are going to see the first lick on a triple stack ice cream cone of my life. Right? That's it. That's all they're going to get in these 6 episodes when I have so much more to tell and say, you know, that this show isn't even going to touch on or could even start to touch on. So I have to keep in mind that these people don't know me, you know, they don't know me. And first of all, we're not the kind of people who are going to leave nasty comments on social media anyway. We're not negative people.
I just would like to talk to them. Like all my Reddit fans, I'll give you my number and let's talk. You know what I mean? Like,
we should invite him over for a wine night.
Then I would love to. That's the thing. But we also, the Amy's and I of the world, we want that approval rate so badly because we really truly want to love and we also want to be understood as well.
Yes. Mm. Understood.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And if someone says something nasty about me, I want to know why. Like,
please tell me how I offended you because I love you. Like, I want to like love you and be,
Yes. Amen. And you know what else I hate? I don't like when people say, I don't care what anybody else thinks. I don't care.
I'd love to be that person.
How could you?
Can't.
What? Yeah. How do you not care what anybody else thinks of you? Like, I get living your truth and living the way that you see fits best for you. And you know what I mean? Doing what makes you happy. Like, I get that, but not caring what other people think, period, I think is a bunch of crock. You know what I mean? I care. Like if I offended you or I hurt your feelings or we had miscommunication, I want to fix it.
For sure. And I mean, it does. Yeah.
Like the comments will hurt. And I've already read some that are super judgy just off of the trailer. So I can't imagine, you know, and I can say I won't read them, but that's not true.
Yeah.
I'm human.
I know. I go on like my Reddit page like once a week.
I would say the best thing would be to try and not do that.
I just would like them you're never to get
gonna,
to know me.
But you're never going to be able to get to those people.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's like, it's not possible.
Well, yeah, and that's good too. It's like, hey, we have to say that, hey, if we're going to read this stuff, we have to accept it for what it is and learn how to brush it off, you know, and understand that you've got to be a strong, and I know you are because I've been following your story, but you are a strong ass woman to get through what you've been through. And I'm telling you, ending a relationship, I think sometimes is harder than staying in it. You know what I mean? Ending it is harder than staying in it sometimes. And that's been my truth. And I know that it was for you because when you have babies involved and children involved with this person, you shared special intimate moments like childbirth and, you know, loving these babies together as a team. And that's a big f-ing deal. That is a big deal to have a child with someone and share that experience with another human being who's your husband. And, And to at one day have to, you're left with no choice but to say, I'm breaking my family up. You know what I mean? That was like, that was so devastating, like death. It was like, I literally spent a day. I had to have someone come pick up my daughter, actually. I had to have someone come pick up my daughter when I made that decision in a relationship with, you know, where we had kids. And I took a whole day where for the first time in my life, I actually felt suicidal for breaking up my family. You know, I'd never felt that way in the marriage, like the hurt and the abuse that I'd gone through and all the shit that I'd been through. I never felt that way. I was always like, I know I can come out of this. My clothes are falling off. But I know I can come out of this. But when that decision was made and he moved out, you know, I had to allow myself to grieve, and I grieved so hard that I almost contemplated, if I don't have my family, what do I have? You know, if my family isn't intact. And I was like, you know what? It took me, it was like 24 hours, and then I missed my daughter so much that I had to have her come back home. But, you know,
For sharing that, but also to remember, we still have our family. It just looks different.
Yes. It just looks different.
And they still need us, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I didn't know I was going to go deep into that moment when I was going through it. Mm-hmm. But I would just, my point was definitely to say that it's super hard to end a marriage, you know? And so you're very, very strong in order to do that and make that decision. That takes a lot of strength. And so we can read these stupid comments and they're like nothing compared to what we've been through.
Yeah.
Really, when it comes down to it.
Amy, you have filled me up with a lot of strength, because you're a very strong woman as well. And I'm going to be rooting for you on TLC's Addicted to Marriage. And I'm so excited to see what happens with you and Gino. I'm going to text you on the side, and you better tell me. So, please. But you're the best, Amy. And I'll talk to you soon, okay? I'll make sure we connect.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye, ladies.
Right. Bye. Bye, girl. Oh my God, she's my new best friend. Sorry, Catherine. You know how I
it's
get.
Okay. You need someone like her.
I know. I do.
You do, for sure.
Because you guys just don't get me. Fascinating. I wonder if she ends up with Gina. I mean, hey, Elizabeth Taylor was married how many times? Five?
I think five. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
J-Lo.
It's fine. I mean, J-Lo. She's like the queen, so it's fine.
Right.
As long as you don't have more than J-Lo, you're good to go.
I think we're tied. I don't know. Uh-oh. You know, it's just, that was actually laughing. I'm like, was that the shame laughing? Or was that?
Oh, I know that makes me, because like then I was like, oh, I feel bad because we laugh about it.
No, but I mean, it's
fine. Sometimes you have to, but then no.
Yeah, yeah, sometimes you just have to. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Liz Taylor was married 8 times to 7 men.
8?
Oh, 7 men. Interesting.
One woman?
No. Richard Burton twice.
Oh. One woman? Oh my God, that's so funny. What about J-Lo?
I was going to say Larry King also 8 times. Let me look up J-Lo.
Wow. I think J-Lo's 3. Only 3.
Five. Jennifer Lopez, just 3.
Yeah, I was about to say y'all are tied, I think.
Okay.
Who's going to get married first?
Me or J-Lo?
That's a fun game.
Do you think I'll get married again?
Mm-mm. You or her?
Me.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant J-Lo and Ben.
I was like, really?
Oh, no. I definitely think you're getting married.
Yeah, I was going to say 100%.
Like, not a doubt. Yes. Already planning dress. Where are we doing this wedding? I don't know who the man is, but we're there.
Mark, will you come to my wedding if I ever get married
again? I would love to come to your wedding. You're I would love to do that. That would be so fun.
It would be my last.
But I have to approve of this guy.
Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah.
We're going to be fighting for maid of honor. I'm still the maid of honor.
Yeah, you will have to. We'll see.
We shall see.
Mark, he wants info. You ain't going to get none. Not yet.
Well, is there any update? My understanding is that we're back to square one.
We are in a square.
We are in a square. What does that
What mean? Number square is to be determined?
We're in a square. And when I have more information, I will tell you. But I think you will approve. Hands down.
Okay. See, now I got to be careful here because...
We don't want to edit the show.
You and I had a chit-chat a couple of weeks ago off air.
Yes.
Is that guy still in the picture?
No.
That's why I thought Square One. Yeah. Because that's what I was aware of.
Yeah. I think what I've realized is, like, if it's not something that... If it's not... So I wrote that letter, you know? And I'm like, I'm just not going to not settle for anything that's not on that letter. And I started to realize that I didn't want to have to compromise things that were important to me. And also, yeah. I think long distance would have been really hard as well.
Okay. But there are still options in play.
Options in play.
Great. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing more about them when the time is right.
Thank you, Mark. And don't worry, you will have the breaking news.
Okay, good.
But stay on. I'll tell you afterwards. Okay?
Okay, great.
Bye.
Bye, guys. I'll see you next week. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.